I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Heal.com. The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco, Dave Franco, and Seth Rogen. It's now playing at AMC Theaters, and we'd love to treat you to a night at the movies. Be a fun thing to do over vacation. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 wins run of engagement passes for you and a guest to see The Disaster Artist while it's in theaters. So call now, 800-400-3697. Use that. I guess you'll be answering the phones for Hooman. Hooman is in Turkey or possibly all the way to Armenia by now. He winds up in Bali, so it's, you know, but he's going to go volunteer in Armenia.
I was surprised that he did that because of his mom.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's his choice, and
she has a lot of family and some good friends here. And I guess, you know, he said, "I'm going to go help other people in the world," and she said, "Good boy, Hooman Jun."
All right,
yeah. But I'm with you. I would want to be with my family at Christmas time.
I would feel
family's overrated, people.
No, I agree, but I feel obligated.
I don't agree.
I absolutely feel obligated. I don't even think that I would have tried to float that. The only reason I don't end up with my mom right now is because we've got our own thing going. But
obligation is overrated as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, lots of things in life are overrated.
Yeah.
You know, naps, not overrated. Anyway, right now you can check out The Disaster Artist. Usually you'll be picking up the phone. So
I'll tell you what number you are, people.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be totally friendly. Like if you have a question, you might actually be able to get that in.
That sounds like the worst movie ever.
It is. That's an actual scene from the movie. It's horrible. We spent all day shooting that. Flower shop here in San Francisco.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I don't know.
It's interesting that people always make the parallels between that and Hooman's Olive. Mm. You know, the movie someone makes themselves.
His movie isn't bad enough to be at this level.
Is that right?
I've seen them both.
I've never seen it. I couldn't say. And I'm in it.
Yeah. Well, I have seen it. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it since the Dolly Parton songs went into it 4 years ago. But I have seen it. And we're fine. We're the little voices on the little girl's radio. And someday people will have seen it or not.
Well, someone also wrote in that the technology that cameras are, it's moving so fast. Right. They're up to 5K now, and I still don't know what 4K is.
Yeah, I
feel
I
like
either.
We're...
Yep, too fast.
At, you know, HD? You mean HD, right?
Right. I don't know.
It's
don't
four
look at
times
me.
Like 1080p, you know?
No.
So what that means is, you know, it's usually like how many pixels per square inch. Mm. There's four times the amount in that little. So I bought something from Costco, a surveillance system.
Yes.
And it was 1080. And I was like, that's great, HD, right? But you know, on surveillance cameras, if you zoom in on the face or zoom in on the license plate, you can't really see it. So then I realized, oh, there's a 4K version. So I went and exchanged it anyway. And basically, you can zoom in and see a lot more detail. And it means that much more, especially for security. In that case, it does.
All right. But, well, I can actually wrap my head around that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're watching
a movie.
So
now there's 5K, so you're totally outdated.
I don't think. I know. If you're watching a movie, I don't think it'd make that much of a difference.
Well,
to me.
So the reason I know about this is a buddy of mine is trying to get. He goes, I'm up for a job at this place called Red. And I'm like, Red, the charity? And he goes, no, they're cameras. And I'm.
Oh. As in
infrared? Heard of it.
Super expensive, yeah.
Oh, you've heard of it?
I have,
okay,
yes.
So some people know these things. They're
What's
professional.
The deal?
Well, they're professional cameras. And the cameras are so good that they can shoot and get these incredible shots from farther away, and they don't have to spend as long setting up the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So people are using them to make movies now because it makes the whole thing go faster.
Right.
Meanwhile, the camera itself is... No one can afford them.
Oh, they're
like you wouldn't have
like
one.
That high end.
Oh yeah,
they're for professionals.
Yes,
8K. Wow, you can buy it for $80,000 if you want one.
$80,000?
$80,000.
And they're 8K as opposed to, like, we're barely hearing about 5K and they're 8K?
This is kind of how it looks. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I don't even know how big that is. Or I mean, it has a big red button on it. I assume that's the go button. I don't know.
But, you know, so
well,
it'll be hard. Well, the whole, well, so do I. But I think the whole point is he shot that on a camera phone. Mm. I don't even think that'll show up on our TVs anymore if he waits too much longer.
Yeah, I don't know. He shouldn't wait any longer. Honestly, it should have been. Look, I mean, how many people have done this? You make a movie, it goes nowhere. You make another movie.
Right.
Okay, here's the end of this. Back to The Disaster Artist.
I assume, the worst movie ever.
Right. I assume that you have
a
winner.
We have Robert, that one. He drives a cement truck 60 miles each way and back. Robert, you're
Hey, awesome. Robert.
Right on, Robert.
Merry Christmas or whatever you celebrate. We hope you have a happy one. Need a flu shot? Get yours at home with Heal.com, covered by most insurance plans. Just $30, if not. Medical doctors on demand. HEAL.com. That's Heal.com. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener's special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. I like those travel pillows, actually. I have this MyPillow thing, and the travel pillows are actually...
Travel pillows are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even use them for traveling. They're awesome. Like, I stick them behind me on the couch, and they're like this perfect size for a lumbar support.
I do not leave the house without a travel pillow.
Yeah. Anyway, you can use promo code ALICE. That's mypillow.com. That's the special. So I wanted to say, before we get into anything, yesterday on The Secret Show, we did our Secret Santa gift exchange. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really all we did yesterday.
Yeah, because we didn't do any emails.
It wound up being really longish and
fun.
And super fun. Like, it was awesome. So Yuzette was super nervous yesterday. I thought, for anyone who maybe hasn't listened, and you should go listen. Yuzette stole the show. It was so touching.
I didn't know touching. It was going to be like that.
It was so touching and so nice.
I just didn't know.
I didn't know what was going to be like what?
You didn't know you were going to make me cry?
Yeah.
Well, it was very...
For some reason, she thought we're all just going to dogpile on her and like, I don't know, embarrass her or something like that.
Oh, no. It was so lovely. So she wrote a song that was very...
To the Golden Girls, right?
Yeah, to the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. And because she got me. So she got me for the thing. And I'm such a... I don't know. Maybe I'm a problem for you guys. I don't know. But I don't really want anything. You know what I saw? I was like, you know what I want? I want a box of Oreos.
Because you don't want anything and you have everything. So what do you get for someone
Oreos.
That has everything?
Oreos and a song. That's what you get. Right. So, and I've said, just write me a note. Just, you know, I think that's so sweet. Like heartfelt words from someone that you love and care about. That's a lovely Christmas gift. So,
well, if I get you, I'm going to sing you boobs. So just so you know.
Awesome.
I would be very happy with that, Vinny. Oh, yeah. If you could maybe skew it, you know, so that it's talking about my boobs, I guess, you know, because then I'd feel special.
Oh.
You know.
All right.
Something like that.
Personalize it. Yeah,
I want it personal. I mean, she totally personalized the
boobs. Sing a little, Vinny.
Oh, we can play this now, right?
No, we can.
Entercom.
Boobs. No one has given me the green light for that yet. Right.
They don't know, though.
Listen to me. Today is Friday before 2 weeks. I do not want no trouble.
Okay, save that, Bryn. When we go to lunch with Susan,
let's play the song for her. We should be compiling a list of questions that we can ask her.
I already have four in my head.
Wait a minute. So we're not just going to have a lunch with her. We're going to come at her.
Yeah.
All right. We have a million zillion questions.
Let's make sure she pays the bill.
No, I'm going to... I asked her out to lunch. I'll pick up the bill.
Oh.
Well, I don't want her to be, you know, harassed by us and have to pay. So anyway, Yuzette wrote this song, and I guess you contacted my husband to put together the song for you.
I wanted him to sing it, yes.
Right. But then, and then it came back here, the tracks came back here, and you added your vocal to it.
Bryn made me, yes.
So it was.
This is a great idea.
It was a great idea. I was just so like nervous, and I wish I could have done better.
You did great. I love that you. I mean, the real you was on there. It was sweet,
genuine.
So anyway, it's very touching. And if you need a good cry for the holidays, my mom wrote. She's like, oh my god, that song made me cry.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
It was do you just, have it, Bryn?
I do. I'm not sure if I have.
Go ahead.
Your, I do. I have your permission. All right.
All right, here we go.
You're gonna play it?
Wait, skip ahead because John sings the first part. Get to the part where.
No, don't skip ahead. Play the whole thing.
All right, play the whole thing.
All right, here we go. This is the song that Uzi gave me for Christmas.
Okay, give me some. Why is it like?
I don't know.
When you knew, you would see the biggest gift from me, for me, and the card attached would say, "Thank you for being a friend."
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Aw.
Someone asked me.
Ask me
just what to do. To myself, what would Sarah do?
What would Sarah do?
I so appreciate you.
Oh, Uzi.
I so appreciate you.
I wanna thank you. Oh,
I so appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
Thank you for so being sweet. A friend.
So I don't know the original song.
Yeah.
Is only that last verse the part you wrote, or did you write that whole thing?
No, only the last verses. There's a lot more to the song. I just cut everything off because, you know, for time's sake. And then just added on
the beginning of the song.
What I didn't tell on the secret show yesterday is a story that I went through my head for the last 20 years. And when I left you the first time, Sarah and Vinny, I went through my career with a lot of decisions. Vinny, you know how that goes. And every time I said, what would Sarah do? Like, because Sarah was the smartest person and the most important person in my life at the time. And so I would go, what would Sarah do? Like, what decision should I make in my career? What would Sarah do? What would Sarah do? What would Sarah do?
You said that when you first came back after all those years.
I know. We were driving together one day and I was like, hey, man, I'm really glad to be back.
And I know. Me too. I mean, honestly, it's been a dream to have kind of the original crew
our
back
team.
Together, and it's just there's something so right about it.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to the listeners who've supported us all these years. And
oof.
I know.
Is that a new flag? What is going on? Did they just put that Alice 97.3 on?
No.
I think it's been there.
Nuh-uh.
What are we talking about now?
This mic thing.
The mic flag.
The mic thing.
It's over here too, Yus. Here.
Yeah, I think I got one here too.
They're old. They're all chipped up and crappy.
100 years old. This one's yellow.
Yes.
I swear to God, I feel like I have not seen those flags in forever.
They're on every one of them.
That's really funny. But Mike's in a weird position today because I'm having a hard time keeping it in the right place.
Yeah, maybe
you can have mine.
Maybe usually it's like down on the counter.
Maybe.
You can't
maybe.
See it.
Right. Anyway, it was a super touching secret show, and I just appreciated the effort so much.
I love that story too.
That meant so much to me, and it was obviously getting all of us.
I haven't tried on my jeans yet, Vinny.
Oh, I'm curious if they're going to work because I'm telling you the story I told is true. The lady helped me pick them out, and I don't know.
Does she have a great butt?
I appreciate that you think I have a nice ass.
Well, no, that wasn't how that went, though. As I tried to tell the story,
HR.
I was absolutely like trying to get her. I'm telling you, I still remember the lady's name. She's looking at me going, so she got a great butt. And I'm like, yes, it's good. I mean, is this the right size?
You didn't want to rave about it. Or...
I didn't want to get, you know. Right. It just felt weird that we were going there.
You're not talking about your girlfriend. You're
I
talking
didn't
about a
see
coworker.
That coming into play when we were picking out the pants.
Right.
That's all. And she was clearly trying to bond with me over, you know,
someone else's butt.
Women's butts. Mm. It just, unfortunately, I couldn't really jump all in.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then I was like, yes, she has a great ass. So, you know, are these going to work?
Give me the ones for the people with great asses, not the crappy asses.
Yes. Very nice. It's a good one. Yes, thank you.
I'll take a picture over vacation when I put them on.
All right.
Of my great ass.
So I'm looking at the top of my... Yeah, I want to see the jeans too.
Okay.
Well, he gave me... And you put a gift receipt in, right? So you'll
I did.
Be able to go exchange them or if they're not perfect. I'm looking at the Harvey Weinstein stuff. I'm just going to say no to that. Yesterday, Hailey Baldwin was in the news briefly because
I don't know that guy.
Haley Baldwin is Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Oh, right.
So she's lovely. I don't know, 20 or so. She looks really young. But I guess she and Justin Bieber were, I guess they were friends for a long time. And then they had a relationship while he was on a break from Selena. And as part of his reparations to everybody that he's ever known, he talked to her or met with her. We don't know what the contact was, but they had a conversation and he apologized for how badly things went during their short relationship and that it ended badly. And then he turned right around and told Selena about it. And apparently that did not go over well and landed them in couples therapy. So today, don't worry, she's fine. She's dating, possibly.
Wait, Selena already left him?
No.
Oh.
Haley Baldwin.
Oh, got it.
So Haley's fine. She's like, yeah, Justin, whatever. I'm busy with Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm doing the clapping from the, you know, the one time that we all did it on the show.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
Oh, yeah. I've been
thinking. You know what? I really like Shawn Mendes, but... And I'm not a Bieber fan, but those two are different leagues completely, right? I mean, Bieber's got 100 hits.
Yes.
Bieber had a hit when he was 5.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Holding me back.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is just absolutely.
We're just reliving all the great moments of the year.
So messy.
You know, in the 8 o'clock hour, you come up with like the 5 best moments of the year. Can you think of them off the top of your head?
I have a few in mind. Let me see if I can.
Let's do that at 8 o'clock. I would love to hear.
Fun.
Like, that was definitely one of them.
Serenity,
I mean, that was
relived.
So, yeah, yeah.
That would explode Tommy Igo's head. Just the counting on that is so off. He would be like, I can't.
I can't be in the same room with you people.
I'm going
perfect
scanners
beat.
Here.
He'd be like, I can't even talk to you people anymore. Like, I can't associate
You're
with you.
You're just not working on the same plane as I am. Oh, anyway, Haley Baldwin and Shawn Mendes, they were in his hometown of Toronto on Wednesday night, and they went to a Daniel Caesar concert at the Danforth Music Hall.
Who?
So Daniel Caesar, he's like 22 years old. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, and I guess he's got some fans. Oh, is this him?
Yes, R&B dude.
Boy, too bad Hooman's not here.
He sounds like The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
Soulful.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, it's very nice.
This is right up Hooman's alley, though. Mm. Oh, gross. Oh,
yuck.
God.
Boo.
Oh, God. That is horrible. Your
All
cries
right.
when we're making love. Everyone can hear you because I'm such an amazing lover. Anyway.
Some people fall for this.
Oh, my God. That is unreal. Everything I need between those thighs? Gross! Oh my
oh,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's just kill
you
me.
You love it? You going to
no,
that show?
No, I'm not going to that show. And
front row?
He sounds so good at first, and all of a sudden he just took a dive into blech.
You want him to sing that to you? Look blech. Right at, look right in your eyes
no,
as he sings that?
I don't. Hooman does, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you know he's into that. Anyway, the two of them were all lovey-dovey. And congratulations, Haley Baldwin and Shawn Mendes on getting... I'm sure they loved that song. And he was like, everything that I do need is between your thighs. So let's want to get out of here together. I'll play that one song for you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, wow. You just
I
tore
know.
Me right out of
Sorry.
A story I'm reading. The end of sharing your passwords for your Netflix are coming to an end here.
Oh, I was wondering how they were going to fix that little
cable
loophole.
TV's password sharing crackdown is coming, everyone, mm-hmm. after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The morning show barely containing their excitement. As the best Friday of the entire year is here. Do, 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 do. Oh my God. All my Christmas wrapping is done. I'm super psyched because we don't even, you know how sometimes like you go on vacation and then Christmas is like a week away. Like it's just a couple days away. There's all the like Christmas Eve stuff. Woo!
Yeah.
It is here. Oh, it's so exciting. Hope you have just the greatest Christmas ever.
Have you planned those meals yet?
We talked about it last night. I think that we're going to do chili on Christmas Eve. And
really?
Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Is that turkey or a beef chili?
I don't know. I think beef. Huh. I think he'll do a beef chili.
Right.
And then we were talking about, I said my only requirement on Christmas is that I really want to have a yummy coffee cake in the morning. Other than that, he can make whatever he wants. I don't know. What do you
Christmas morning is a yummy coffee cake.
Yeah, because we always get up and that's the first thing. We turn on the coffee, put the coffee cake in the oven. And,
interesting.
Yeah, we're not doing the stockings in bed anymore. Like when the kids were little, they'd go get their stockings and they, you know, it's 6 a.m. and they'd come into the bedroom and so we'd all open our stockings on the bed. And then we'd take a break in the action and have coffee and coffee cake. Meanwhile, the kids are like, oh, my God, we just can't let us open our presents. So now we just do the whole thing.
And you just enjoy watching them. Right.
Last year was the first year that we really just took it like everybody slept in. No one was like 6 a.m. Oh, my God, I got to get to the Christmas presents. It's going to be a
I think
clothing
we're doing
Christmas.
Turkey, Christmas Eve, and again, my mom calls it manigat, but it is manicotti.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
So the missus did a practice dinner a couple weeks back. It went well, so we're going to try that on Christmas Day.
Oh, that'll be so nice. And maybe I'll suggest that to John. That sounds so delicious.
It's really good, but yeah. You got to be able to make it.
Well, we're not going to make the manicotti shells ourselves.
Like, oh, no,
didn't you
gotta
say
make
that?
Those.
No. What I don't have to.
Yeah, no, you do. That's part of the deal.
No. It'll be fine.
I can share with you
the
recipe.
It's okay.
That
just sounds like I'm going to have to clean up a really messy kitchen.
Well, for sure.
Yeah. I'll just stick with
it. Part of the fun, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You clean as you go. Every time you do something, clean that up. Every time you do the next thing, clean it up.
Oh, so why don't you come over to my house on Christmas and you can do it and show me how to do that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
You're a really good cook.
I am.
Anyway, hey guys, this part of the show is brought to us by Panera Bread. I would like to say Merry Christmas and thanks for everything this year to Vaughn, who runs our cameras here.
Yeah,
Vaughn gets very little love on this show because, you know, it's a whole union thing. He's really not. And you can watch every single day. The guy is running our little show. We roll live in the morning and then he loops it throughout the rest of the day. So you go to radioalice.com/watch. At any point, that gets you right into the looking glass. And Vaughn, thank you for another great year.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. So check out the looking glass, everybody. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at CineArts at Santana Row in San Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that place is going off right now. Oh, wait. Did you guys do an appearance yesterday?
Yeah,
oh, we did.
Sure
yeah,
did.
Santana Row.
You were there.
Sure did.
We haven't even heard the review. How'd it go?
Oh, it was so fun. It was really nice. I would say it's a small turnout because parking is difficult.
Well, but
in the area.
And it's Christmas, right?
But yeah. Christmas, sure was the place packed? Like, in general, it was
in
packed,
general,
right?
Yes. But we had a really great time. Thank you for everyone. Actually, I got a looker message. Good morning, radio family. Watching you in bed as aww. I am on my first day Christmas break from work. Loved meeting Bryn and Yuzi yesterday at SR. Thank you, Hatch.
Oh, Hatch.
Yeah, Hatch is super cool.
So you're telling me that if you are on the looking glass, you can type in a message and you get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you
Vaughn
see
if, gets it to me.
I see. So Vaughn sees that it's there and prints it out.
Prints it and runs it in.
Yeah.
How sweet.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Cool. So anyway, here's what's happening. We'll begin with freeze warnings. It was freezing this morning.
Yeah.
So as you get up and out.
Frosty.
Your windshield will be frosted over.
Mm.
Big game this weekend for the Niners as, you know, it's starting to look like we stole New England Patriots' next big thing.
I know. I was sorry to see him go, but I'm glad he landed here.
I'm tripping as I hear some of the sports talk. You know, we have a sports station here in the building, The Game, everyone.
Yes.
Check them out.
Sister station. But they a brother station?
I don't know.
Is that sexist of me to say that?
Who knows? If you're into all that. And I am a little bit, but it was interesting to hear them talk about how Belichick, the coach of the Pats, never makes mistakes, and this might be his big one.
Right.
Because, you know, Brady's 40-something.
Yeah. And he's, you know, they've won a lot this year, but there's been some rough games, and Brady's made some bonehead moves. Like, I don't know. I mean, he might have a couple years left in him, but to have a great backup like Garoppolo would have been awesome. We got that other guy. I cannot think of his name.
Well, right, exactly. Good luck with that guy. I nameless. Know.
Well, after, because Garoppolo got hurt, in the, because remember he had to sit out those four games or something, so these guys played the games, but there was a second guy who played, whose name totally escapes
is
me now.
Is it Brian Hoyer?
No, it isn't.
I don't know, but anyway.
But anyway, so he's good, and so John and John, as they have their daily Patriots conversations, have been. I've heard the dude's name come up a few times.
And they're okay with him.
Yeah, they are bummed, though, that Garoppolo's gone.
Garoppolo undefeated as a starter and goes up against a team headed for the playoffs. I keep hearing people saying there's somehow a chance for the Niners to make the playoffs, and that's not. No. I don't know what they're talking about. That must be, like, joke.
Yeah. I mean, didn't they mathematically eliminate themselves in week 8?
Yes. I don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, Jacksonville is headed for the playoffs. And, you know, this is one of those chances for the Niners to see what they're made of.
Against a great team.
1 o'clock game time here at home this Sunday. The Raiders play on Monday. And don't forget, your team, the Pats, play Buffalo. And the Buffalo Bills have put out a hit on your boy, Gronk.
I know. I hope they sit him out. This is the Christmas Eve game, Vin? Is that Sunday? It's okay. I'll look it up later.
Yes.
Okay.
But that is, they should sit him out.
Yeah.
They really should.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they don't.
I know.
And I bet he won't either. I bet he'll say, I'm playing. Get out of here.
I don't need them calling me scared.
Right. So we'll see. Anyway, there's your football schedule. Philly versus the Raiders on Monday Night Football, everyone. So that's Christmas night.
It's nice. It's a big football weekend.
This is interesting. You hear a lot of people who have Netflix or cable or other, insert any
whatever, right?
Book listening, music streaming, whatever it may be. You share your password with someone and they can get right on.
They've got access to everything you've got.
I can't say I've never done that with, like, I'm a premier member on Surfline.
Oh.
Someone I know is like, hey, I need to, go ahead.
Here's my password.
Here's my pass. You know, that's.
No, I've definitely shared passwords. And sometimes it's just because you're at someone else's house and it's the convenient thing to do.
Right. Cable TV's password sharing crackdown is coming, everyone, as they're well aware we're all doing this.
Yeah.
One of the things that's mentioned in the article, there's lots of extra streams, there's lots of extra passwords, there's lots of people who are getting free service. These are the people who, so many of them grew up with free music, as we call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Music's free, right?
Yeah. Why would I pay for that?
They say, one unidentified channel owner had 30,000 simultaneous streams from a single account.
Oh, my God.
What they're citing here is on Twitter, someone will say, hey, anybody got a password I can use for? And someone will hand it over.
Wow.
And then everyone sees it and goes, oh, cool.
I'll use that, too.
I mean, why wouldn't you? What are you going to do? You paid your bill, right?
Right.
Anyway, the crackdown's coming. They also mention ESPN and the sports that people have access to.
Yeah.
There's games that I would love to have watched because the games that I had access to weren't as good.
Right.
But I didn't get to watch them.
But if you'd had the right password.
Boom. They're calling it piracy. It's people consuming something they haven't paid for. And I don't know how they're going to crack down, but it's coming. So
right.
Get ready for that.
Well, I bet you that it's going to be, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, that, you know, just sort of in the pondering way, I don't share my passwords out too much. I do think that people should pay for that stuff. Like, certainly my kids have all my passwords, and I don't know who they share my passwords with.
Well, there's the question.
But I thought that what's going to happen is it's going to get complicated. You'll go to sign on to Netflix on your TV, and they'll be like, check your device for the code. And the phone that's associated with it will, you know, so you'll have signed in and your password's right, and they'll give you, like, a code that you'll, I mean, it's the only way that they'll really be able to make sure that the person whose phone is associated with it gets it.
It's kind of bunk.
Mm.
Kind of hate it.
Yeah, but.
I know.
If you're that, if you're Netflix, you want those people to sign up for an account.
I've got a story in front of me. They're calling iPhone 10 racist.
Oh.
As Apple's Face ID fails to distinguish between Chinese users. And one of the things they mention here in the article I'm reading.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
So I got the iPhone 10 not too long ago, and I actually have turned off the Face ID. And the weird thing about this is that the phone's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
I kind of like the button fingerprint entry better.
Yeah.
And so I've since turned off the face recognition because you've got to put the phone in front of your face in order for it to... I don't want it.
Can I ask a question about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I use Apple Pay a lot. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's, you know, you hold it near the reader and you put your finger on the mm-hmm. on the button.
Right.
What is, have you used it at all
I
for that?
I have not.
And does it need your face recognition or is it just a simple pass? So you have to now passcode into your phone. Because
I'm
there's
passcoding
no more...
into my phone.
What a pain
and
in the
I've
ass.
Removed or I've set the time it turns itself off wider. You got me? So that I can get back into it quickly if I'm in the process of
right.
using it for a couple things.
Right.
So it's got a little bit of a bigger open window.
Before it asks you for a passcode again.
Right, exactly right.
That's perfect for me because I'm in the market right now. I was debating between the 8 and 10, like hardcore.
So
I want that button.
The button with the thumb really does work well, and I don't know why they were in such a rush to get onto the face recognition, but what they're saying in the article is they must have only tested this on white people. And Apple, of course, is saying no.
Wow.
Apple claims they've worked with iPhone users all over the world to ensure the product is accessible. They say it's 1 in 1,000,000 chance that someone could open your iPhone facial recognition if they're not your twin.
Right. But if they are your twin, they can. That's,
there are,
that's another thing.
There is
thing.
A possibility that a twin or someone...
Or a doppelganger.
I have another question.
Could produce a false match.
I, why is it that Apple has to marry one model? Like they do it, and then, you know, once they've phased out the 6 or they phased out the headphone jack or they phased out the fingerprint thing, that there can't be options for that. Like, why can't they have 3 different phones? Like, I tell you something, I don't want to give. I'm going to keep this. I'll probably buy another 6 Plus or whatever the hell this thing is.
Right.
Because it has all the things I want. I want the headphone jack. I want the fingerprint ID. Like, I don't want the facial thing, and I don't want to have to wear Bluetooth headphones. Like, why can't they...
Money.
Go ahead and sell me a new one that has those things.
First
has
of all,
models.
They yeah. will sell that to you, but I think because the software moves right. forward in the, with the new product...
Planned obsolescence.
They're trying to push you away from right. the older products.
Oh,
so that's
annoying. Like, just give us all options. Look, you got our money. I'm very loyal.
Until I figured out how I wanted the security to work on this phone, I almost returned it and went for the 8. But now that I've worked it out the way I've got it, it's fine. But the facial recognition is having problems, specifically in China.
They were saying kids too, Vinny, like as kids...
Get older.
Yeah, develop different facial
Funny.
Stuff that they're having
Well, it's true, you do
that.
Have those couple gawky years there. Like, if you had the thing for 2 years, you look totally, your face, the shape of your face changes. Mm-hmm. You get braces. Sometimes that changes the shape of your face.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you look at kids, 11 through 15.
They go from a child to a young adult.
That is a completely different human being by the time puberty's done with them.
And those are the people who love this phone.
Well, anyway. So that's something that Apple's dealing with now is the story where these two women showed up to an Apple store to prove to them because they called in.
Right.
And they were like, no, that's not possible. So they went to the Apple store and said, watch this person who's I'm not related to open my phone. This phone's racist.
510 says, I can open my twin brother's phone with facial recognition.
Well, you got to hope that your twin is trustworthy. There's always an evil twin, though. Right. So, you know.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy, is it that time
it
already?
Is.
Well, you know, I actually meant to ask you this off the air. Are you going to do the Eric Schmidt story?
The Google story?
Yeah.
You can do it.
All right, because it has a little slight, like, a slight celebrity lean.
Look, you radnitched me, but it's all right.
Oh.
It's fine.
I know. I truly don't have to. I have a... Okay, all right. So I'm going to do that next. I'm going to radnitch Vinny right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.